Chapter 4, Acquiescence. Your textbook distinguished between acquiescence as an act and acquiescence as an omission. So let's take a look at example 4-1. The illustration, it illustrates acquiescence as an act. In that particular illustration, the lessees breaches a lease that provides what appears to be a penalty. So rather than the liquidated damages for breach, the lessee chooses acquiescence and pays for the breach according to the lease, 3 months' rent. Now, if you were in the lessee's shoes, or perhaps you've been there, what was your reason, or would you have done the same? Asked the lessee in this particular illustration. Would it make a difference on how much 3 months' rent is? Or perhaps would it be considered whether the lessee has different finances available, perhaps his or her income? What if the employer of the lessee will compensate him for the breach because he has to move due to job requirement? Now, example 4-2 illustrate acquiescence here as an omission. Here, the father tells a suitor, a well-dressed fella, educated hopefully, not to date his daughter. Here, the acquiescence is not dating. What does the suitor consider when deciding to acquiesce? Chapter 4 again distinguishes acquiescence from negotiation. As in negotiation, a negotiated agreement is a contract with each party promising to give something in exchange for a promise to receive something. So there is quid pro quo, something for something. Now the agreement would then be a bargain for exchange, the fundamentals of a contract formation. However, an acquiescence involves no quid pro quo. One party does or does not do something without receiving a promise in exchange.